toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we launch here into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. The number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. As we continue here taking your phone calls about anything still to come, we're going to talk about the anti-tax crusaders that thought they knew the way out of the system. Well, do they? We'll find out. But first, we continue with your calls. Mike is in Maine, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike in Maine.
Hey, guys. Hey. How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Got a question. It always seems that libertarians always talk about capitalism, and I'm just wondering what are the potentials, what is the potential for other alternative economies in a kind of like a voluntary society, like, you know, I don't see, like, if liberty is the state that you want to achieve, then why couldn't you choose another type of economic model besides just capitalism?
You can, yeah. Absolutely. But now, understand that when libertarians say capitalism, they don't mean what we have on a, you know, the sort of global corporatism that's going on currently today. What they mean by capitalism is the free exchange of goods and services among free people. They mean, you know, exchange without hindrances by government. That's what they mean by capitalism.
That's why I think we should stay away from the term capitalism, because it confuses people. Free market, I think, is a little bit better than that. While most people who are sort of the academic ilk will acknowledge that free market is essentially a capitalist kind of concept, free market doesn't necessarily specify anything. So within the free marketplace, you can have a commune. Within the free marketplace, you can have capitalism. And within the free marketplace, you can have whatever your new organized system is.
I suppose if you're really dying to, you could have a king, and you know, people voluntarily get underneath that king, and they work his land for him and give him you know, half of their the grain that they produce on
that
land. But
the key thing to remember there is from the outset, the initiative behind it all stems from voluntarism and a free market decision-making process to get to those actual setups. And it's all based on the free market.
Mike.
One thing I want to make clear to you is you do understand that any other monetary system, any other organization as far as the way economically things might be organized is tyranny by a group of people over another group of people, right? Like it's violence and threats of violence.
Well, that's what I was wondering, you know. If you can voluntarily choose, you can choose to follow economic models that aren't coercive in any way, shape, or form. And, like, you know, I don't understand why people with, you know, respecting private property still couldn't choose to, like you said, like have a commune.
They could.
There are libertarian communists.
I'd love
to see a good example of a working commune, because all I've ever seen is dirty places that work very poorly.
Right. And again, you know, this is something that needs to be. This needs to be stressed. I've had debates with people about this, and they don't seem to understand. Even if you're in a commune situation, if you enter the commune of your own free will with others, that is a free market decision. It is all predicated on the free market. If it is voluntary, it's a market-based decision. So these all exist within a sphere of market-based decision-making among free individuals.
Okay, so it just seems to me that the word capitalism is kind of just being used in a place maybe. I mean, I guess if you're redefining it or defining it as something that includes all the free market options, then sure, that's capitalism. Okay, but you're saying...
No, I don't think you can define capitalism that way. I don't think you can define capitalism to include communism. I think that capitalism has to do with, you know, collecting capital and investing it and hoping to get a return on your investment and doing business in that way, whereas running a commune is a little different.
Well, capitalism is sort of the default state, as in a free, you know, without government interference, capitalism would be the default state.
It's the most, I think, in line with human nature, probably. Yeah. So that's probably a true statement.
But
try a commune. Go ahead. Find some other communal people and get yourself some land and live together and work on it.
I guess also, like, you know, I mean, I have friends that, like, you know, who are, like, you know, into, like, anarcho-syndicalism and and other types of socialist type things.
Okay,
and, you know, but now I know they don't respect the institution of private property.
Right.
But I was always like, well,
yeah, they do.
Sure, they do. Go try and take a crap on their bed, as Dale pointed out, and see if they object to it. You know, because
it's
not their bed until it is their bed.
The next thing you have to ask an anarcho-syndicalist, because generally what these people believe is that there'll be small little areas that specialize in making things, kind of the way Detroit specialized in making cars, you know, except that likely it would be smaller than that, is who's going to decide? And, you know, they want, you know, what if I'm in the commune that makes cars and I decide, you know, I don't like cars. I like painting on pallets, and I'm gonna paint me some pictures and stuff, and I'm going to try to sell them. So what are they going to do, kick me out of the car commune?
Right.
It sounds like an insanely boring life.
It's really great. Tell them to write, you know, fantasy fiction because they'll make some money. But the idea that you're ever going to put some kind of, you know, world together like anarcho-syndicalism, and I were one in high school. I was an anarcho-communist in high school, so I understand these concepts pretty well. They are lame, stupid, and poorly thought out.
I like the idea of being able to drive down the street and see different businesses instead of one auto body shop after another or whatever the city would be based on. I mean, it's just
silly. These people love homogeny. They love the idea, well, we'd all have uniforms. They'd all be the same color. Nobody would be above another person. We'd all drive
that.
The same car. We'd
no
all
thanks.
Have the, they'd all those cars would be the same color.
Who would want to live in
no
that world?
No doctor would be better than any you know, garbage sweeper. Come
right,
on,
everyone
man.
Makes the same amount. Everybody is the same.
Because if I'm making the same amount as the garbage sweeper, you know, then I'm gonna do, you know, I'm the doctor. I'm not gonna work as hard.
So it just sounds like the economic model just doesn't seem to really make sense. But the liberty and freedom aspect of anarcho-syndicalism probably make just as much sense as anarcho-capitalism. I mean, they're the same thing, basically. So
right.
just the concepts of the economic model don't...
It's the anarcho that's
the key. It's the key, right? Like, if anarcho means there's no government, and the fact is, their syndicalism idea, their communism idea, well, you're not going to get it, man, because the free people are going to want to do things that they want to do, not what you want them to
right.
do.
I mean, have you ever tried to organize 100 people to get them to do what you want to do? It's not an easy process, and to believe that you could get a city of 5,000 people all together and on the same page, like, okay, we're going to make widgets, and this is the widget city, and if you don't want to be making widgets, you don't need to be here, and bringing everybody in line with that, it's just an incredibly difficult proposition because they're just not all going to have the same. As much as they might want everyone to be the same, they just don't all have the same motivations. They don't all have the same desires. They don't all have the same, you know, makeup. I mean, they're all different. And the free marketplace and capitalism, I think, allows those people to express their differences and embrace their differences in ways that they can all interact with one another and do the things that they want to do, rather than have to conform to some societally created idea. Who comes up with the idea? Who's the originator of the concept that this is the widget city? Who is it that makes that decision? How does that decision-making process actually organically occur? Maybe I don't know these things. Maybe the anarcho-syndicalists have figured it all out. And to them I say good luck.
I've read their books. They haven't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great idea that a city that cities should be, you know, about 30,000 to 50,000. And I think that would be great if cities, you know, came up to that size. And I think that likely that would work pretty well. However, what if more than 50,000 people want to get together in a city? And what if they want to do a bunch of different things, which they're going to want to do in any size city?
It sounds like the organizational factor of putting these things together seems like it just makes it really not feasible.
It's very centrally, it sounds to me like it has to be centrally controlled to some extent. And doing that eventually is going to, unless you've got total 100% obedience from the other 29,999 people, you're going to have to use force at some point in order to enforce your vision upon everybody. And it just doesn't seem like it'll work out.
Unless they follow the doctrine of non-coercive and allow people to opt out, like you said. So.
Yeah, and at which point their system falls to pieces, and they had
true.
A really good time, you know, drinking coffee and discussing it with you intently, leaning forward in their chair and shaking their hands at you, like, that was great, but their time was wasted. They should have written a book about it and made some money.
Thanks for the call.
For time.
Yeah, I was going to mention something about public choice theory and the games theories that they set up and so on, but I will not because I know you've got to take
other
a
calls.
Very important break.
And 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The defaults on U.S. bonds may be in our future. We don't know when, but the insurance on those futures of Treasury notes continues to increase. The loss, of course, in the meantime, is inflation. Most of the Treasury financing is short-term, and that's vulnerable.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The situation is serious, but we don't see default yet, as government will print money and float more debt. The loss will be in the form of inflation. Most all the Treasury's financing is short-term, which is a very vulnerable position. In fact, recently the 30-year bond was reintroduced and will have a 7-year Treasury note, which we haven't seen since 1933. As we reported earlier, the other borrowers are being crowded out.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to the International Forecaster. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Coming up this summer, you get to choose from a dozen different seminars put on by the Institute for Humane Studies. LibertarianSeminars.com is the website. You need to get signed up soon because the deadline is March 31st. Go and take a look at the variety of different options they have, including one of them in Philadelphia, Scholarship in a Free Society from July 25th through the 31st. It's for graduate students where you'll examine the implications of libertarian ideas on society, academia, the future, and more. So head on over to LibertarianSeminars.com and get signed up for that one or a variety of the other ones. Again, a dozen of them in this summer alone. And, oh, I should mention that IHS not only gives these away, so you get to participate free, but they'll also pay for your housing during the seminar. That's they'll awesome. Pay for your meals. So there's really no reason not to do this.
And they usually have like a bunch of books that they give away, too.
Pretty
They're
cool.
Amazing.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and we'll talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Matt.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about beliefs. You had a gentleman call last week sometime and said something about how you had changed from a atheist to a pantheist. And some people were upset about that.
Some, I'm sure some people were.
I know some people were. I've heard them.
I just wanted to say that beliefs are something that's very, very internalized. It's not something that is necessarily going to be qualified or objectified that you can prove or disprove. It's just something that you have and you carry around with them. And whether you're an atheist or whether you're a pantheist or a Hindu or any kind of religion, it doesn't matter. These are beliefs. They are by nature not necessarily reasoned out completely because they're dealing with concepts that cannot be proven or disproven. They're dealing with concepts that are very nebulous. And it's the same thing with rights, like you were talking about earlier. Rights are, in my opinion, rights are something that people can either choose to exercise or not exercise,
mm-hmm.
and they can choose to honor on another person or violate them.
Absolutely.
Depending.
And what we've seen here, at least so far in New Hampshire, is that those who choose to exercise their rights are those who are most likely to be targeted for some sort of retaliation by the government people, like Dave Ridley being arrested last week or the week before? Anyway, being arrested for trying to use his right to be a free press. And they arrested him in the lobby of the Keene District Court for him trying to exercise his rights, which clearly, if everybody agreed on those rights, he would have been able to exercise. But he was arrested for it. So,
right, that happened before the Liberty Forum.
That's correct.
And I think it's important that people decide to exercise their rights.
I agree.
I think it's important that people decide that they have them and that people decide to exercise them. Because it makes the people in power have to make the decision whether or not they're going to violate them or not, or in other words, whether or not they're going to try to force people to conform to their rules and regulations.
Absolutely. And the more often the government people violate people's rights and the more publicly those rights are being violated, the more upset, hopefully, the average folks will become about these consistent rights violations that essentially they're being forced to fund.
And, you know, I don't want to get into busybodyism here, but Ian and Mark are aware of this, that sometimes we're going to have to stand up for the rights of other people who are not in positions to be able to do it themselves. And I mentioned to Ian and Mark, today I did an interview with a guy from my website. His dad is 88 years old, and he just got a letter from the EPA telling him that he owes them $17,000 because he owned a gas station 22 years ago and had oil taken away by a company, which then evidently they have not had a trial. They just sent him this, and they said, this company dumped it somewhere, so you're liable. No
wow.
trial. No, you know, it's just this bizarre thing. So this guy's 88. His wife has Alzheimer's. So, you know, jeez. I'm speaking out at the website about it, you know. So
That's terrible.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know how much his son wants me to get involved, but it's just ridiculous. So, you know, there are people out there who aren't in positions of being able to defend themselves, so we're going to have to step up to the plate a little bit once in a while for those guys, you know?
Well, and if you listen to the news broadcast that comes between the hours of your show, they just talked about the police targeting people with Ron Paul stickers
yes.
on their bumpers.
Yep.
Ron Paul bumper stickers and people who take the Constitution seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you supposed to take the Constitution seriously? Evidently, the government doesn't do it anymore.
Certainly not.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, Matt, for the thoughts tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Matt.
800-259-9231. We continue here and talk to Jimmy in Michigan. Jimmy, you are on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to pick up where your last caller left off, where it talks about how, oh, yeah, people that are in the campaign for liberty are terrorists and militia people and what have you.
This whole Missouri thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing of it is I talk to a lot of the people. I'm in the campaign for liberty. I'm a precinct delegate in my little area here. And I'm proud of it. If you want to come and get me, come and get me.
Now, you're talking, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you're talking about a story we touched on last week where some Missouri Information Awareness Center, which is a governmental organization, has put out a brochure for, was it law enforcers, various different government bureaucrats, I presume?
Yeah. Yeah.
They put out this brochure essentially talking about the militia movement in America.
Yeah. Yep.
And suggesting that militia people may be involved with the Libertarian Party, with the Constitutionalists, with... Ron Paul.
That's your member of a paramilitary organization, Ron Paul.
They have a list here.
Oh, come on, how ridiculous.
I was over at the Repairman Jack website, F. Paul Wilson's website, and there's a girl who posts over there who goes by the name Webby. And it's the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC. They distributed a report entitled The Modern Militia Movement to Missouri Law Enforcement Agencies.
Yep, I've read it.
Yeah, and they
people
can be documented.
People that do civic work in their community, good work. People that support their county sheriff.
Yeah.
So look out for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It said all of that. And, of course, they also conflated everybody. They managed to conflate libertarians and liberty-minded people with hate-spewing bigots all in the same paper.
That's why they put freedom to fascism and zeitgeist in with Turner Diaries.
And I got to tell you, we were talking about this off the air, and I've been speaking with my friends about this. This is going to happen more, and there are going to be things that you're going to be seeing. There was an arrest
in
Nevada.
We're being effective.
Well, yeah, it's being effective, but I got to tell you, man, I don't know how you feel about it, but as the economy takes a downturn and more people become more irate at what the government is doing, the government is going to start pushing back, whether it's going after people here in New Hampshire.
They've been pushing back here. They've gone after Free Staters hardcore in 2009 so far. And
doing the same thing in Michigan with Paul Optimer's bill.
That's why we need to get to gun. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can, by the way, enjoy all of the features on our website for free, including live stream. So you've got a broadband version to choose from, a dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. And should also mention that the streams are now available on your mobile device. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com to get to the Free Talk Live mobile website, where there will be some very simple instructions as to how to listen to Free Talk Live on your iPhone or your BlackBerry.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So, and that's free, too. So, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Brody in Utah on the AMP line. Hello, Brody.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just, the other night you guys had a conversation with someone about regulations. I didn't get to catch the whole show. But there were just a few things I wanted to talk about regulations real quick.
Sure.
First of all, it's the problems with regulations, I should say. First of all, one of the biggest problems is that bureaucrats are going to make the rules.
Yep.
Overriding what the consumer wants.
Not just any bureaucrats. Typically, the rulemakers in regulatory boards are old-school business owners. So usually, if you've got a board that recommends regulations, it's usually populated by the established business owners in that particular industry. So whether we're talking about a restaurant board or a plumber's board, it's typically the business owners that are coming up with these ideas.
And the other 2 points, I've heard a lot about, you know, how regulations give people a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other 2 points really drive to that. The next point is that the bureaucrats, or the not bureaucrats, but the regulators can be bribed.
Absolutely.
There was a story a few months ago about a bunch of bureaucrats that were bribed, or not bureaucrats, but the regulators that were bribed.
Yeah.
And then the other point that people don't, I don't think, realize when you talk to them about regulations is, I don't know if you guys know about this, probably, I would imagine you do, but when regulators go to a business to inspect them, they tell them before they go there.
Yeah. Typically, yes, they do.
Absolutely.
There may be some exceptions to that, but for the most part, that is true.
Yeah, you know, there was an article in the Boston Herald in 2007. I wrote a piece for the Von Mises Institute, and it put some of the data in there that for the entire state of Massachusetts, people think that they're protected by restaurant inspectors. There were two restaurant inspectors for the entire
state
of Massachusetts. And then later they found out that one of those restaurant inspectors was getting bribed.
On the take.
What a surprise.
You know, that could be as simple as him just getting free meals at the places he goes to and being waited on like royalty. And it may not even be very expensive bribery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And you know, I don't see how people don't seem to understand that it's not only doesn't protect people, doesn't just give them this false sense of security, but that the marketplace is really what keeps them safe.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
All along, while the government is out there doing its regulating, it's really the market and its safety measures that are really the ones that are keeping people safe. Like I love to talk about, I mean, you mentioned restaurants. It's a great example, because when you talk about getting rid of regulations and going to third-party certification, people get all scared because, oh, no, then the government's not in there. But the truth is, these businesses, especially the corporate ones, they have their own regulators within their corporate structure that literally fly around from place to place, and they check out store after store to make sure that they're up to spec. And usually those specs are a higher level of specification than what the government regulations might require.
The specs take into consideration the dirtiest, grossest restaurant you've eaten in because, well, somehow or another, they managed to make it through the process.
Any other thoughts, Brody?
Well, and just along those lines, I mean, on television, talk about restaurants, the show, I think it's Kitchen Nightmares I was watching.
Yeah.
And it goes into this restaurant and goes into the kitchen, and it was completely filthy. And they actually said on television, yeah, we passed with flying colors inspection.
It happens all the time.
And, it's a complete joke that people think regulations protect them when it just costs the taxpayer hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
Awesome. You nailed it, Brody. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Not only does it cost the taxpayers, but it also, it directly as far as that's what they're paying for through taxes, but it also costs every consumer because of higher prices. If the regulations are in place and those regulations make it so that starting your business costs $200,000 instead of $100,000,
right,
the business has to raise prices.
Absolutely.
To make up for that.
Because some of these regulations that these inspectors look for don't have anything to do with how clean the floor is or the, you know, the utensils or the countertops, which would be very important to most restaurant eaters, people, you know, eating at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What they have to do with is like the fire evacuation system and the huge overhead venting and how many, you know, parts per thousand of, you know, oil, what airborne oil is in the air. And, airborne grease particles is what they call it. You know, all that crap, which the average person doesn't care about when, you know, they go into a sandwich shop that's making paninis, you know, or something like that. So this one-size-fits-all system that they've put in place costs us money.
That's a great point.
I just want a ham sandwich.
Because we all make decisions in our lives about at what threshold do we say we don't want to spend any more on safety.
What risk level are you feeling okay with?
Automobiles, clothing, all sorts of things. Television sets, whatever it might be.
If you go to a Benihana restaurant, people will pay extra to be that close to fire.
You got it.
They want the guy to go...
Shoot, I'm hanging out with, you know, you and I are hanging out with Jason Osborne down in Vegas, and we're having raw hamburger, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy stuff. But there you go, raw steak. But
Ian didn't know what frog raw was either. So
it's and did you once think it was the state inspector that was protecting us? No way. No. It was that they were in Las Vegas. If they had people getting sick because they were serving up bad stuff.
If the state inspector had come to our table with those, you know, with all those anarchists, they were lucky that he didn't.
Yeah, he would have been out of there. Ben Powell would have run him off. It would have been great. And Jason. Yeah, you know, it is amazing to me. And people, they're indoctrinated with this idea. It's stunning. You know, I happen to work near a place that does fingernails and cuticles and stuff like that. And they were shut down within the first 3 months because the state said that they didn't have the proper paperwork or something like that.
Not that they were unsafe, but they didn't have the right paperwork.
Exactly.
Which means they didn't pay the right bribes.
However, exactly. People do get, you know, the people, you know, in unclean places that do nails and you know, cuticles and stuff like that, people do get terrible infections.
But you know, I want to make a decision about how safe something is. I want to find out, hey, am I going to buy a really heavy car? Or am I going to buy a gas-efficient car that might be a little less safe? Well, am I going to go to a super nice restaurant, or am I really, really hungry, and I'm down on my money, and I'm going to go to, you know, Joe's...
taco joint.
Joe's Tacos, yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, I want to make that decision for myself.
I'm with you, and I think that, you know, in a free market, what you would have is you'd have several different levels of certification that, you know, fingernail places could go through.
Absolutely.
You know, they could have the, you know, the level that says, it's safe and clean in here. You'd have the level, you know, the five-star level that says guaranteed to have a pool.
Yeah, and you know, there are a couple other things to mention there, too, because then you get the busybodies who say, oh, but then the poor people, they'll be exploited if you just left it within the marketplace. You need the government because poor people will be exploited. They'll be given bad food, cheap bad food. You say, well, here's the idea.
They'll get
if
their
you
food
force
cheaper.
The low-price guys to have to conform to what you want them to conform to,
right.
They're not going to be in business.
The poor people
won't
more
be
money
getting
on cheap
that
food.
You know what they'll be doing? Other things like going through trash bins or something.
These people that are so concerned about, well, the poor and the low-income workers, we need to pay a living wage. I mean, these tend to be the same people. One of my favorite responses is these days is, you know what, that's a great idea. If you think that people should be paid $20 an hour to serve coffee or whatever it is that the job is.
Why don't you open a store that sells?
Exactly.
There you go.
Why don't you shut the hell up and stop complaining and stop trying to force all of these existing business owners to change their business model? Why don't you get together with some of your similarly minded brethren, find some investors, pull some money together, and go open yourself a coffee shop that pays your clerks $20 an hour and go for it.
The fact, and people say, well, they couldn't compete. Well, maybe you could, maybe you couldn't. Look at this fair trade coffee. This nonsense unionized coffee bullcrap that's out there. People will pay extra for fair trade coffee. A lot extra because they think that the poor migrant, the poor ethnic people are getting taken care of. Well, no, they're not. It's just it's one ethnic group that's getting exploited over another one.
All right, more on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. And in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. They even sell used items, so if you need to save a few bucks, you can do it that way. Of course, their brand new item costs are drastically lower than a whole lot of department store prices. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com, see for yourself, pick up a copy of Gardner's book, Live Free or Die.
Yes, sir.
Well, you get the chance. And by the way, Gardner's name is Gardner Goldsmith, so in case you want to search for it.
Thank you for the plug, and I'd like to plug my awesome website. I'd rather that they get it through you guys, but if they go to Liberty Conspiracy, they can see the image of it over there.
Yes, and they can read blog posts when it's working, which is coming soon.
Well, yes, we got the blog. It's been a long time coming, but please head over to the website. The forum is definitely open over there.
You can certainly get audio, too.
The audio, yeah, yeah. And I hope people will listen to that interview today with the man whose father is being screwed by the EPA.
Very interesting. Head over to libertyconspiracy.com to grab Gardner's show and enjoy that because it's free, which is the way good shows should be. So let's continue. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Yesterday morning in Turner County, South Dakota, a woman called the cops because she was worried about her boyfriend, a 19-year-old man who was despondent and also armed. And, of course, the first thing you do, of course, is call in gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to haul the guy off to a mental institution to be locked up and drugged, because that's bound to brighten up his day and make him glad to be alive.
Yep.
Next thing you know, this call comes in to 911. a cop walked into my house and I shot him. Okay? The news the media is putting that quote over there as if to imply that the guy is admitting he did something wrong. No, no, no. The cop walked into his house.
Mm.
Now, 2 points on this here that I need to bring up. First of all, they put this on the TV station Channel 13's website out there, KSFY TV, and then there's a place where people can put their comments. And some people agree that the cop killer did the right thing, and some people are saying, how dare you say such a thing? And so folks can go to KSFY.com and add their comments.
Great.
To that. And the other point is that whenever there's a cop's funeral, typically the family members and the clergy and the altar boys and choir girls are inside the building, and right outside the building there's hundreds and hundreds of cops standing at attention. They're not wearing their helmets. There's no innocent human being interspersed among them. That's Wednesday
at
1 p.m. outside the Dakota Prairie Playhouse in Madison, South Dakota. That's where you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of cops.
Is that where we're going to see you, Tom?
That's where they're
going to strap up with some explosives.
No innocent human beings interspersed among them. So, you know, if you happen to be going through Madison, South Dakota, you may want to take an alternate route.
Is there a clock tower anywhere nearby, Tom? Thanks for the call. Now, he would never suggest actually doing anything violent to the police, and nor would I. I think it's a bad idea. I think generally that's going to result in them escalating. You were talking earlier, Gardner, about the government people looking for an excuse to escalate. And if there ever was an excuse for them to escalate violence, it's using violence against them. And I know that there is a large segment of the liberty-minded populace out there that is always agitating and frothing at the mouth for the, it's time to shoot the bastards. But if you shoot them, then they're going to come after you in force. Although Tom's technique didn't sound like a bad one. I mean, if it comes to that, the funerals might not be a bad place to do that. I'm not suggesting anything.
It's only going
to
work a couple of times, Ian.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Violence is not the solution.
They are not stupid.
The violence is not the solution. The solution is to get as many liberty-loving people as possible to the same place to stop obeying the state. Because if we can get enough people to disobey and to non-cooperate, then the whole structure is going to crumble. It really isn't held up by much. What's holding up the state is people's belief in it. It's people's belief in it and their obedience to it. Even if they don't believe in it, it's their obedience to it. And in the liberty movement, where people know better, where people know that the state is evil, that government that government is coercive, that it is a violent monopoly, that it needs to be opposed, they're mostly still afraid to actually oppose it on any significant level beyond running for office and playing politics. And I think that something needs to break and something needs to change there. And as we get more people together, as more people experiment with non-cooperation and get more comfortable with it, get more comfortable saying no to the government's demands, that'll help encourage others to say no, and then hopefully that'll spread out from there. And even if they do crack down, Gardner, that just shows them for the violent thugs that they actually are, and it actually helps our case. So we don't want that to happen, but if they're going to do it, then it's going to actually help us out. In that, to give you an example, when they went after me for the couch in the yard nonsense a few months back, since they came after me, the influx of activists into the Keene area, which is where we live and do the show from, has been tremendous.
Yeah,
a lot more people have shown up. So one of the Free Staters has proposed, I think it was Kat Canning and Lauren Canario, Kat from the New Hampshire Free Press, the editor of the New Hampshire Free Press, is going to be holding an awards ceremony at this upcoming Social Sundays event that we have. We have this social hangout event every week on Sunday, which you actually came out to yesterday, Mark. It was nice to see you out there. We had probably about 20 people out there yesterday. It was a great turnout. And so this coming weekend, there's going to be a special occasion at Social Sundays at 5 o'clock. They're going to have an award ceremony for Judge Burke. They're going to give him an award. Of course, whether he shows up for this or not is another question, right? Wouldn't it be cool if Judge Burke actually showed up to get the award?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to give him this award for as a thank you, because his violent, thuggish actions, having me thrown in a jail cell, contributed to more people signing up for the Free State Project, and specifically more people moving to New Hampshire, specifically Keene, New Hampshire, as a result of all that. So it's kind of a neat little thing to do there.
Don't you think that Brittany or McKenzie or whatever the heck her name is should get an award too?
Brittany McKenzie. You mean the girl that...
The one that works for the state statistician, yeah.
Yeah, the snitch. You know, I forgot what her name is.
I don't know. It's one of those names.
Sam and Julia were out the other night, and they thought they saw her at Chili's. And they were going to go and say something to her, but she was just so wasted. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. They thought it was her. Hey, here's a quick story for you, and I'll try to make it fast. The story is out of Vegas, where Jan Lindsay served as a special agent with the FBI until 1995 when he retired in good standing from the agency and eventually became involved in an anti-tax, anti-government movement. Now, Lindsay faces the possibility of meeting the same fate as one of the tax protester movement's more notorious leaders, 81-year-old Irwin Schiff, who was convicted of tax crimes in 2006 and is now in prison. Lindsay was arrested a couple weeks ago and in a raid orchestrated by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, an arm of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So we talked earlier about how libertarians and liberty-minded people were going to start being labeled as terrorists, and this is one example of that. They say that he was charged with possession of an unregistered weapon, and Sean Rice and Samuel Davis, one of them who worked with
the
CIA.
How would they find out that he had an unregistered weapon unless they went through his house?
They were charged with conspiracy and money laundering. They say all four defendants, the U.S. attorney says all four defendants belong to the sovereign movement, which does not believe in the authority of the federal government. Now, I like the sovereign movement. I like the idea of being a sovereign individual. I like the idea that that if you believe in government, you should believe that people created the government, and then the government created corporations and blah, 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 and that the people should always be above the concept of government because, well, it was allegedly created by mankind. Of course, it's all been twisted around, and now we're all subjects to it. And so the sovereign movement are just simply people who are saying, you know what, I'm a sovereign. I'm not going to be part of your system anymore. But unfortunately, no amount of declaration, no amount of saying the right words, the right invocations, there's no way to stop these people from coming after you. And we're going to see it put to the test here because in the story, they talk about how these guys are individuals who believe in things like accepting for value, and when asked to enter a plea, one of them said, I don't know what that means. The judge responded, it's a simple question, guilty or not guilty. The judge ended up entering a not guilty plea. I mean, I tried stuff like this in court, and that's the reason why I got thrown in a jail cell. They didn't even want to hear the questions I was trying to ask. They didn't care that I'd sent in, you know, paperwork in advance that said, well, I don't consent to any of this. And I'm only showing up under duress, and because you're coercing me to. So they didn't care about any of that. But someone will say to me, they'll say, well, you know, you just didn't do it right. You didn't file the right paperwork, and you didn't say the right invocations, and so therefore they went and they rolled right over top of you. But if you'd just known the right way to do it, then you would have gotten away with it. And so now, like, two of the leaders of some of these patriot movements are being put on trial for.
And these guys say that they know those terms.
They should know. I mean, these are the
grand
names.
Poobahs.
One of them was in Freedom and Fascism, from what I understand, as one of the people that was one of the speakers in that movie. So we'll try to keep an eye on this. If we get a chance, we'll bring you updates on their case and see what happens to them, because I highly doubt that standing in front of the judge and saying, I declare myself sovereign, is going to do much to keep him out of a jail cell. I wish it could. I wish it would work. And maybe this will be the one case that'll work. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.